to approve the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to look at the financials? If so, I will entertain a motion to approve the December financials. Can't believe we're already in the year.
This pay restoration credit.
Which one?
The first one right here, pay restoration credit, is that just something that happens? Or how long is that for?
Mary, do you have an answer to that?
I didn't hear.
The pay restoration credit?
Oh, that's ongoing forever.
It's gonna keep going forever?
That's one of the, yeah.
Yeah, that's been going on for about 10 years.
Well, yeah, I know. I just didn't know it had an ending time.
Until they said.
Until they decide they need the money for something else, or the state, or the social service.
Okay.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve the December meetings, financials? Motion by Commissioner Eckenrode.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Cutshaw.
What is the, what is this number right here? The new town hall expenses?
Site plan work.
Site plan work, we've been paying on.
So we haven't paid for any actual?
Yeah, you're gonna see it next month's expenses. We just paid quite a bit of a sum for it.
Alright.
But not on this month's. All in favor? Good, 3-0. Okay, before we go into this month's meeting, I wanted to address a couple of things. Last month's meeting got a little out of hand and heated. I take responsibility for some of the things that happened in public comments. The way it went down, it got kind of heated. I don't like to see our meetings run like that. I myself made some responses back as well. So our public comments section, I want to make sure that we're going by code going forward. So really, public comment should be for you as the town members to go up and make your statements. And have the, and according to town code, you have 3 minutes. Should be a question and answer. So going forward, we will remain as a council from answering questions, because that's not what it's for. It is for you to go up there and make your comments and put them on record and make it heard. But it is not for us to really jump in and answer questions, or to get combative, or to have a going back and forth with any of the council members, I mean, in the town members. So I wanted to address that, and I take my part of my responsibility for not handling the meeting and letting it get to the point. I know there were some disagreements on some things, but that is what we're here for, and that's what that part of the session is for. So you're welcome at public comments to state what you wish to state, and we will sit here and listen to that, whether we like it, disagree, or not, but it'll be your 3 minutes to make those statements going forward. So. With that being said, we also took heed of the request to have a budget hearing. So in March, at our March meeting, budget meetings are moved up a month because of the state's requiring us to. We presented budgets in April, voted on in May, but we have to have them in a month early now. So now our budget meeting will be in our March meeting, will be the March meeting, so expect a long meeting. Everybody's welcome to come, of course, to all meetings. I'm working on getting a projector. We will not have paper budgets to hand out, because we can't just send out a budget that's not approved, because it's not approved yet, but we will plan on having a projector where we can project it on the wall, because town code states that the budget is to present it to the council, and then it has to sit with the council for 30 days, and then we vote on it. So we will vote on approving the budget in April, but in March, we will also have our open session at the end and during the budget, where you can make comments and concerns, and it will be a little different. We will, of course, make some comments on that, because if you have a budget question, we're not just gonna let you sit up there and just talk about it. We will make some comments back and figure out, and go through our budget. I'm telling you, our budget's a pretty simple budget, so don't expect a lot of things. We don't have that big of a line item budget, but we will make it transparent for you all as requested, and we will have that in our March meeting. So March's meeting will be there, and hopefully this projector I have will work. If not, we'll find one that will, and we will get it on the screen to go through our budget line by line. I think that's all that I wanted to talk about for the previous meeting. Our unfinished business was, some of you all might have been here whenever Glo Fiber Internet and Cable came and proposed to offering a second cable provider in town. We can give that to the council last month, and so tonight we're going to vote on it to whether to see if the council wants to proceed with us going into an agreement with them. So what we'll do tonight, once we vote on it, if they vote on it, we'll send it over to our attorney to look at the contract first, and if the contract looks good with our attorney, then next month we will, or next month or whenever she has it to us, we will proceed forward with it. So with that being said, is there a motion on the floor to, and we kind of talked about it before you got here, they did, so the Glo Fiber, is there a motion on the floor to approve sending Glo Fiber over to our attorney to make sure the contract looks good, and if so, we'll proceed into a having a second option for internet and cable in the town of Woodsboro. There's a motion by Commissioner Eckenrode. All in favor?
Yeah, I just had to, I want to make sure in the comments section, and it states in their contract that we will get paid the same amount that Comcast is currently paying us.
Yes.
So we won't lose potentially any revenue that way. So as long as that's, I'm okay with it.
Mary, can you make sure that, whenever we send it over to the attorney, that she verifies that we're getting the same exact rate that Comcast has given us?
But it's comparable.
Yeah.
So basically, we're just doubling our income through Comcast.
I don't know if we'd really double because there's not really, I don't know if it's going to change income, to be honest with you, because some of the customers that go to them may just be leaving Comcast. In all reality, to be honest with you, it could lower our income because
I actually didn't know
because that. Comcast may have to get their rates more competitive. They may have to be more competitive to keep us. So it could, it's possibly it could actually be a downfall in a way, but it gives our town residents more options than just having one internet and cable provider. And if it lowers it a little bit for them, that's better for them. I mean, the town may lose a few dollars, but it's not going to be like this massive amount of money, but it gives them more options. Hopefully Comcast will be more competitive with them. If this company comes in and their rates are significantly lower, Comcast either going to have to lower their rates or lose their customers possibly. But I'm a very firm believer of competition. I hate when you see a company that can just control everything. For example, electric companies, you have no choice but that, so. But this is not voting on to approve it. This is just voting on sending the contract over to our attorney to let them look at it and compare it, and then she'll get it back to us and say what she thinks needs to be changed on or not, or if she thinks it's good. And then we will vote on actually moving forward in the contract with them.
Okay. Yeah. I'll
second the motion, correct?
I'll second it for life.
Okay. All in favor? Okay. Mary, if you'll get the contracts of our current contract with Comcast and the potential contract with Glo Fiber over to the attorney. Our attorney's not the fastest, but you know what? She's cheap for us, and so we'll have it hopefully by the March's meeting. I doubt February, but maybe by March's meeting. So. Okay. Moving right along, I guess I'll go ahead and do this. So we have a conflict with our February meeting. Commissioner Eckenrode and myself can neither one but be here on the February meeting. With that being said, he's the president of the council, and I'm obviously the Burgess, so we have to have one of us be here to actually open a meeting. So we're proposing moving the meeting to February the 4th, moving it up a week. Is that something that the council can make? I've already talked to Commissioner Riddlemeyer. He can be here, so I know we have him.
I may be out of town. I can't remember the dates, but I'll let you guys know.
Okay. We'll have Commissioner Riddlemeyer, and we have Commissioner Eckenrode. What about you, Cutshaw?
I'll be here.
Okay. Then we'll have a quorum then. So we'll move February meeting to February 4th. With that being said, it also kind of puts a kink in it because I wanted to have information because we have our meeting with myself and Commissioner Eckenrode on February the 6th before we realized we had to move the meeting up with our water operators. So another reason why March's meeting will be long because we will also be talking about the water situation and along with budget. So anybody that's coming, bring a pillow or a blanket because it might be a long one in Woodsboro. So our February meeting will be on the 4th instead of the 11th. And February 6th, myself and Commissioner Riddlemeyer are meeting with the water and sewer plant operators. Okay, then we will move on to the reports from the commissioners, and I'll start over here on my right. Do you have anything, Commissioner Case?
Well, you kind of just touched on it with the, I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood.
Sure.
So you're saying in March, we're gonna really go over the sewer plant updates and costs and all that?
That's the plan, because we're gonna have the meeting, and we'll have all the details from the February 6th meeting with them. In addition, we'll be going over budget that night.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my only thing, and basically you've already touched on all of it, but just basically, yeah, I've gotten some reach outs from a few of the residents just about being more transparent with the sewer plant, the cost of the upkeep, the cost of any updates we're gonna have to do and all that. People just wanna know. And then you already talked about the budget meeting. That was an item outside of that. That's about
Yeah, I mean, we can give what they're proposing, what they say has to be done. We'll have those numbers. But obviously in a budget, it's hard to it's hard to budget for repair, because we don't know. We can go out there tomorrow and have a major breakage, unfortunately. So hopefully it doesn't happen. But, yeah.
I'll just comment that I don't know anyone else's experience, but I thought they did a good job with the roads. I thought they were cleared out decently, quick enough.
I did not get any complaints. Yeah. I saw one area that I didn't think was the best, and I asked them to go out there, and they went and fixed it. But it was a weird snow how it came and went. So yeah, I thought for having a young new employee that really had never plowed, and I thought they did well too. So. Okay. Anything else?
That's all I have.
Okay, Commissioner Eckenrode. Okay. Commissioner Cutshaw.
The only thing I have is the last, I guess, snow we had a little problem on 2nd Street with some driveway, a particular driveway being blocked by cars parking in front of it, and I think it's been taken care of. I think it might make sense, there's a couple of driveways there that maybe what we could do is put like some sort of red marking, maybe each side of the driveway, maybe 3 feet on each side, where people would not park.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about the only thing we could do, because unfortunately we don't have a police department town, and there's really no way of enforcing it unless the sheriff, we get a hold of the sheriff and they get out here in time. But I apologize for the driveway being blocked, but people don't seem to care anymore. They just park where they want to, and if they block your driveway, so be it. Well, we'll do our best to prevent it from happening again. So I think that's a possibility to, the one driveway does not have a curb on one side.
Yeah, most of them do not on that side.
A couple of them don't. So I went out there Saturday. I had a resident call me Saturday, and I went by and drove by and looked to see what she was talking about. And I told her to call the police, the sheriff, and they made the car move. They were blocking their driveway.
I mean, that's all we can do, I think.
Yeah.
It's just, they'll just have to call the sheriff, and I mean, it's unfortunate, but like I say, some people just don't care.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot we can do about it. I mean, there's no parking on the other side, and I guess they gotta park their car someplace, but that's all I can't think of any other way to solve the problem.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's what I told him. The sheriff's department came out and asked them to move, and so, I mean, that's what I told her. I said, unless it happens during the, 4 to 6 hours a week, our town code enforcers here, he only works a very limited time. He could cite them, but we don't have a full-time staff like that.
I guess if we're the same person each time, I'm sure the sheriff probably would get a little tired of warning them and maybe finally, cite them for something. I don't know what else to do.
I know that one person that moved there, they have three vehicles, so I mean, it's going to be a problem, and you have three vehicles living in a townhouse, so, and once they fill up, hopefully they're one or two car people and not everybody three, but we'll see.
I mean, just common courtesy, don't block somebody's driveway, but people aren't used to Woodsboro yet. Maybe they will get it. That's all I have.
Okay. I kind of jumped out of line, already did the new business, so I don't have anything else on new business, so we will now open it up for comments from the public, and like I said, we'll have 3 minutes. If you would like to make a comment, you can go up to the podium, state your name for Mary, We'll put the timer on, and after 3 minutes, we will, we'll ask you to wrap up your comments. So.
Hello.
Hello.
I was actually the person who blocked the driveway.
Can I have a name and address?
Yes, my name is Anthony Winky, and I'm at 113 North 2nd Street. Okay. So what happened was, so three vehicles is not a normal for us. We had our in-laws in.
Oh, I don't care. I mean, but you know,
oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh no,
if there is three, it's 27. Oh, sorry.
I understand that. The other thing was, I actually had assistance from the neighbor across the street who said that I parked in this driveway. He had me back up, like I was backing up, and he said, "Okay, keep going." And he said, "You're good." And so I thought I was good, with the understanding that I was okay. And so when the sheriff came, I was happy to move my car. That wasn't a problem with me at all. As far as that, everything else goes, I try to stick to the 10 feet away from the mailboxes, try to keep my distance from driveways if possible. There was one time I parked in front of the driveway, the really long one that has the tractors and the barns. I didn't realize that was a driveway there because the snow covered it, but I moved it quickly after. So I am cognizant of parking in front of driveways, just to clear things up.
We're not gonna make you move that.
No. welcome to Woods.
I just wanted to ensure that I am very much aware.
No problem.
It's gonna be a learning curve for everyone over there. It really is. I understand. It's several more houses in a small area. Welcome to Woodsboro.
Thank you.
More interesting.
Thank you, Petra.
Anyone else?
Rick Bontz, 208 North Main Street. I have not seen the plans or artist rendering of the new town hall. And I tried one time and the plans were out with the bidder. And I read the newspaper and I get around. And so if anyone can tell me where I can see the plans, I appreciate it. That's not a question, that's a statement. another thing, it used to be, I've been coming to meetings for about 8 years, and at first the minutes and the financial statements were on the desk by the front door, and we could pick them up, and then as you were discussing them, we could follow along, and we knew at least sort of what was going on. Now, we're over there, and you're just talking among yourselves, we don't have the slightest idea what's going on. And I was told at a previous meeting that you can't give them to us until they're approved. So I looked back in the minutes for the whole year of 2024, they're always approved. And then I looked at random meetings in previous years, and they're always approved. So I'm suggesting you put them there on the desk by the door, and we could follow along, and we'll be better informed. Also, if we miss a meeting, we can come a little bit early, pick them up, read the minutes, and then if we want to discuss something, we don't have to wait several months till the meeting, till the minutes are online. We can be up to date. So that's a suggestion. And then as I was looking back in the minutes, I came to July where the town signed a contract for $9,788 to identify and submit the lead pipe inventory. And then I waited and waited. I thought I'd see him working on the street around town, and I never saw anything. And then, next thing I know, we spent $1,000 roughly to have a company fill out some paperwork that just prolonged the process. They didn't do any. So I'd like to know what happened. This is not a question. I would like to know what happened between July, when we had a contractor ready to do the job, complete, and we'd be done with it. Okay.
And maybe a little more. Finish it.
Yeah. What happened? So if somebody wants to tell me, that would be nice. And I have a few other things, but I'll save them for the next meeting.
Sure. I will address one thing. Like I said, with the budget, I have a projector that I'm going to try to get set up. So maybe that will solve a situation where we can put the minutes up there, because really we can't distribute minutes until they're voted on. It's because it's not an approved. I know that 99% of the time they are, but on occasion there is changes to a minute that have to be made, whether it be somebody that, even as simple as a commissioner that made a motion or anything like that. But a projector, like I said, I have a projector that I'm planning on using for the March. I can just try it. I'll bring in February and do a trial run. We'll just start. We can put the minutes. Mary can email them to me, and I can put them on the wall. And we can, you guys can see what we're approving as we're doing, and the financials. Now, financials are going to be a little more difficult. It's several pages of it, but we can put up the minutes and stuff. So that might be an option as well. But, okay. Does anybody else have questions or comments?
Good day, Edward Morton, 305 McMain.
Your name?
Edward Morton, 305 McMain. According to the Open Meetings Act, your several things need to be done for this. The itinerary needs to be available 24 hours before the meeting, at least, at a minimum of 24 hours before the meeting, so we know what's being discussed. Has there require someone to take the training for this to know about this, about the whole program, and who is the person that's taking the training for the Meetings Act? It also requires for minutes to be posted online. The last time that minutes have been posted online at the Woodsboro website is back in July, August. Nothing has happened in the past, that's where they stopped. So as far as you called me out last week for not coming at the meeting when you discussed the issue of the building, that we should have done it that way. But since there is no itinerary out for us to know beforehand, and there are no minutes shown for said, how is that to be done? Those are my points.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else?
Andrew Vamowski, 217 North 2nd Street. One thing I just wanted to point out, because I did have a question about the budget workshop, so it seems like that's been addressed well with the March thing, so thanks for that, because I think that was an issue the last time that was important to a lot of people. So that sounds good. I know that the lead pipe issue was brought up last time, so just to make a statement about that, it didn't seem to me that that was resolved. There were questions about that as far as what the, this kind of follows up the previous point that was made, but what the responsibility was of the town compared to what the responsibility was for the homeowner, what the cost might be. So that's something that could also be addressed. Maybe that's in with the water and sewer things and stuff like that, but if that could be addressed the next time, I think that would be important as well. And I was gonna mention that the minutes have not been posted in a while also, but that was covered as well. So just wanted to also make a statement reinforcing that so that those could be viewed after the meeting. Thank you.
Can I make a comment about the lead pipe thing, since it's brought up again? The town is doing nothing about the lead pipes. All, we were required to let you all know if your house was built before 1972 that you may have lead pipes. Whether you choose to change your lead pipes or not is totally up to you. If it's not a town incurred cost, that's the homeowner. There's nothing from the state saying that we cannot supply water to somebody that has lead pipes in their home at this point in time. There's been nothing like that that says we have to turn anybody's water off. So I have reiterated that several times. We, by law, had to let everyone know that there's a possibility that you have lead pipes. If you want to get the work done and check to see if you have lead pipes in your home, that is your choice and your cost. As far as the town, we will not be shutting anybody's water off or anything. That's not what the state has directed us. All we simply had to do was to let you all know that there's a possibility that you have lead pipes in your home. There is no lead pipes in the town, but what from the town's hookup at the street and then what goes into your house, we don't know. From we the town is responsible to that hookup at the street. From that hookup into your home is the homeowner's responsibility. If you all want to have your pipes tested and change them if you have lead pipes, it's totally up to you, but it's not something the town is requiring. And like I said, once again, no waters are being shut off for it. I can't say what the state's going to require down the road, but it will not be the town that will be changing the lead pipes. It will be a homeowner's cost if they choose to change them. So I will leave that again because it's been brought up again. So, do we have anyone else with comments?
Sorry. My name's David Williams. I live at 201 Adams Street. I'm here to tell you that since getting word of the last meeting through the newspaper, I was very disturbed, upset. And I've lived in Woodsboro for 31 years, and I do not habitually come to these meetings because I have the faith in my politicians that I vote for to respect me as a citizen of the town. And what I'm here to point out is that I feel disrespected by the increase in the taxes this year. Not that I have any say in the process of how that occurred. I know very clearly why it occurred, but the decision to make that decision, I think, was premature and not very thoughtful of me or any of the citizens of this town. I'm not asking questions. But I am going to point out that I encourage every citizen of the town to do the math. Know exactly what just happened. Know that, one, the tax rate has now eclipsed our closest neighbor to the south for the first time in history. We are now 4% higher than Walkersville. We've never been higher than Walkersville, ever. Now, when I say 4%, I know that's a difference of verbiage than the town likes to use. They like to use pennies. And we're 4 pennies higher than Walkersville now. Well, I think that's a misnomer because it's much more than pennies. For me personally, I will be paying $175 more this year. Next year, I'll be paying $55 more than that. The year after that, I'll be paying another increment higher, because every year the state, in the last 5 years, on average, the state has raised the tax assessment by 7.086%. There's no going backwards unless we plan to go backwards. And I believe, as a citizen of the town, that there are very viable financial ways of reversing this dramatic and acute trend. And it has to be done.
You can finish your thoughts.
My question is, I wonder if we can raise our hands twice and come up with, yeah. In any case, I as a rejoinder, I really do encourage, and if this gets passed around to the town, every single resident of the town, you must do the math, you must know exactly what you're doing. And because we have assumed a mortgage of, I assume it's $800,000, that's my guess, and that comes with it an additional interest payment over 30 years of $835,000 or $50,000. So you've just doubled the cost of the building by going this route. I just don't think it's right for us to sit calmly still and allow it to continue. I think we can turn it around. We should turn it around as fast as possible. Thank you.
Here, here. I can't raise my hand. Anyone else? Do we have anyone else for public comments?
Sure. Just so I don't get any more emails, I know about the orphan duck or the bachelor duck over in the pond. I have a student who's actually doing a story and working with the state on it, and apparently has a broken wing. So that, but it's okay. It's okay. As long as the water's fair, they're fine. This thing can get along. It's been there for 4 years.
Yeah, I was gonna say it should be a goose, and I think it's been there for four
it's
years.
It's a goose. Yes, it's called the orphan goose. The
bachelor goose. And he lived finely over there.
So we are doing a story on it. We'll get it published. Okay. I've got more emails on that than you can believe.
But the story—I don't want the story to come people to mess with him either. Just, you know, I mean.
No, well, no, it's going to be how do you deal? Yeah. How do? You, but yeah. It's going to be a nice story.
He's been there a long time.
Yes.
Okay, any other public comments before we... Do we have a motion on the floor to adjourn? Oh, sorry. My bad.
This will be brief. I'm Tracy Sando from 201 North Main Street. I just wanted to make the comment. Last time there was a recommendation for a budget workshop to occur. I understand that the budget will be discussed at this March meeting and that there will be an opportunity for a public comment, you know, just like at any other meeting. But that's not really the same as a budget workshop.
It's going to be different.
I'm allowed to talk for three minutes without interruption.
I'm not going to take your time. It's going to be different. I'll allow you guys to talk as we're doing the budget workshop. It's not going to be public comment at the end. We'll allow the comments as we're working through it.
Okay, great.
Yes,
I really appreciate that clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
I just wanted to make sure that we have the opportunity to shape it as it goes and that it's not just us making comments after, you know, at a very late stage in the game. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So what I plan to do on that is, this is my plan, I don't remember how the council is, as we're going through it, put up the first page of the lines, ask if there's comments at that point in time or if they want to discuss, and then we'll move on from that page and on through. So it won't be just public comments at the end.
Okay.
It will be more of my plan is more of a working session. We are going to have some kind of control methods and timing because we can't have just, you know, somebody having an hour talking about one line. But yes, my plan is to have it to where it's more of a working, like I said, because one page is up, we'll say, okay, here's this page. Do we have questions or comments on it? And it's not just one person, one time. So you may have a comment on the first page, and you may have a comment on the second page. You'll be able to say that and all that. So.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Just one more comment. If you do use that kind of approach, you may wish to consider getting a facilitator, maybe somebody in the town who has facilitation skills or, you know, but just a third party to kind of control our discussion. Thank you.
Do we have any other public comments? Last call, any more public comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion on the floor to adjourn. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Commissioner Cutshaw, do we have a second? Commissioner Eckenrode, all in favor to adjourn? This meeting is adjourned.